I'm Clinton Wilcox, and you're listening to the Pro-Life Thinking Podcast. Welcome to today's installment of Pro-Life Perspectives. On Monday, the 5th of February, the Senate voted for a bill that would have made abortions illegal after 20 weeks of pregnancy and beyond, the point at which it could be shown that human fetuses feel pain. Unfortunately, the bill did not pass. The Senate voted 51-46 against advancing the bill. All Democrats, save three, Joe Manchin, Joe Donnelly, and Bob Casey, voted against this bill, while all Republicans, save two, Susan Collins and Lisa Murkowski, voted for it. There is even a video of two Democrats, Heidi Heitkamp and Chuck Schumer, seemingly celebrating with a high five after the vote failed to advance. Of course, when exactly the unborn can feel pain has been a source of some controversy in the abortion issue. More liberal organizations place the time at which the fetus can feel pain much later in pregnancy, and more conservative organizations place it sooner. I haven't looked into the issue of fetal pain enough to really take a firm stance on it. But even setting that aside, this vote proves that American Democrats, in general, are not only out of touch with the American public, but are some of the worst abortion extremists in the world. Gallup polls have consistently shown that the majority of Americans oppose late-term abortion. Speaking as someone who has had many conversations with pro-choice people, the most common answer I am given for why we should limit abortion in the late term is because the fetus is definitely a baby by that point. And while many assume that abortions are only done in the late term to save the mother's life or because of severe fetal deformity, the evidence doesn't back that up. A late-term abortion would never be done to save a mother's life because a C-section is faster and safer for the woman. Plus, the majority of late-term abortions are not done because of severe fetal deformity. As secular pro-life writes, the evidence shows that only 2% of late-term abortions are done because of severe fetal deformity. Other late-term abortions are done for reasons such as she didn't know she was pregnant, she found it difficult to make arrangements to have an abortion, and that she was afraid to tell her partner or parents. Even leaving aside the Gallup polls, which show how out of touch the American pro-abortion lobby is, the United States has some of the most extreme abortion laws in the world. Many developing nations and some developed nations, like Ireland, have abortion illegal. But even among the developed nations that have legalized abortion, most have the cutoff point at 20 weeks, and still others, such as Belgium and France, have the cutoff point at 12 weeks. The United States is one of only 7 countries, such as China and North Korea, that has abortion legal through all 9 months of pregnancy. Whatever you take from this vote, it seems clear. Despite all its rhetoric, the Democrat Party is not the party of human rights. I'm Clinton Wilcox, and this has been Pro-Life Perspectives.